This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association getting ready for the showcase of homes happening this weekend. Dana LaPre, and are you guys all ready for this?
Well, good morning. And you know, we are definitely ready and excited for this show to take place this weekend.
So talk about how it's going to work this year. How many homes do you have?
We have six homes that are featured in the tour this weekend, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's a self-guided tour at all of the locations.
And you brought someone with you.
I did. So with me today is the executive director of Umpqua Valley Habitat for Humanity, Robin Hartman.
So, Robin, how do you tie into all this?
Well, we really just feel grateful to be part of the tour this year. It's been a goal of ours for a number of years. The main thing is we want to take this as an opportunity to show that affordable homes are beautiful homes as well, and that, it doesn't matter your income level, you can still find a beautiful, affordable home in Douglas County.
So talk about the one you're connected with.
We have a home at 482 Oak Street in Sutherland, and we're taking this opportunity to open our application process to take on a new Habitat partner family. This home is for sale to a partner family that qualifies, and so Saturday really marks opening our application process, and not only can people apply, but they can come and actually look at the home at its most beautiful time because it's all staged and ready to show.
So tell us about it.
Okay, it's a three-bedroom home. It's 1,200 square feet. It's a townhouse. It's an energy-efficient home. That means not only is it an affordable home now, it's affordable over the lifetime of the home. It has a fenced yard with a patio. Let's see. It's ductless heat pump, tankless water heater, open floor plan. We've got a beautiful Jennair double oven in the kitchen with a kind of a breakfast bar that allows for the open floor plan between the kitchen and the living room. So it's just beautiful. We're really proud of it.
Wow. And you guys work on various homes in various parts of the Umpqua Valley, not just one particular city, right?
Right. We've built homes in numerous communities in Douglas County, and we also repair homes. We're busy, you know, this week working on a ramp for a handicapped person in Roseburg area, and we were in Sutherland last week on the same type of mission. So we rely on volunteers to build our homes, but we also rely on the experts and professionals that are our colleagues that are members of the Home Builders Association for electrical, the subcontractors for electric and plumbing. And so that's how we really connect with what Dana's doing.
Well, and it's a nice opportunity as well, Dana, with sometimes, I mean, I've been in places when I lived up north where you had these, they called them different things, but, you know, it was homes that almost no one could possibly afford, and which is great to look at, but sometimes you wonder what's the point. And you've got a lot of price ranges in the ones that you've got on the showcase.
I'm really excited to introduce that fun new concept into the tour this year. You know, in previous years, we've had the wow factor homes. And even as much as I love going to those wow factor homes, you know, to be able to provide something that is affordable to all income levels is something that we're excited to introduce this year. So we do have a featured home that does provide the wow factor, but we've got all kinds of options for our tour, our people today.
And in last night's news review was your big kind of showcase, if you will, of what's going on.
Yes. So, you know, we do have a lot of different things going on. I know that we have the bar run kickoff party on Saturday that we were featuring yesterday. It's 11 to 1. And so we'll have Tushai Brewing down there to help kick off the party. And our builders and contractors will be available to answer questions as well.
All right. So what are the hours again this weekend?
It's Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And how do people get tickets?
You can get tickets at any of the locations. Those tickets are good for both days.
And Robin, if people want to find out more about Habitat for Humanity locally, they could obviously come by your home tomorrow. Where is it again?
It's at 482 Oak Street in Sutherland, which is at the junction of Oak Street and 6th Street.
And if people don't get to that, how do they get connected with Habitat otherwise?
Really, the best way is just to email us at info@UmpquaValleyHabitat.org. That's info@UmpquaValleyHabitat.org.
All right, Dana, anything else people ought to know about this weekend?
Well, tickets are going to be available, like I said, at any of the homes. They're $12 per adult or $10 with two cans of food that we do in partnership with Feeding Umpqua.
All right, that's happening this weekend, 8:37 at the Morning Report.